This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude today in Johannesburg, South Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Johannesburg on Friday for a three-day visit to participate in the summit, which is being hosted on African soil for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. In a post on X, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the meeting between the two leaders was warm and productive. Prime Minister Modi congratulated President Ramaphosa and South Africa on the successful G20 presidency. Both leaders also explored initiating exchanges of youth delegations to further strengthen technology collaboration and people-to-people ties. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The 6th India-Brazil-South Africa-IPSA Leaders Meet was held between Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa and President Lula da Silva. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with South African President Ramaphosa on the sideline of the summit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi is now joining his fellow leaders in the third session of the concluding day of the G20 summit. PM Modi will address the session based on the theme, A Fair and Just Future for All Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. On the sideline of the summit today, the Prime Minister is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Sunny Taka, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. Delhi police has arrested four accused involved in operating and facilitating a multi-layered money laundering network, part of a pan-India online investment fraud worth 5.92 crore rupees. In a statement, Delhi police said that the accused are cyber fraudsters linked to about 10 cybercrime complaints registered on the National Cyber Reporting Platform. They operated a highly structured network of mule accounts. All the accused persons hailed from Haldwani of Uttarakhand. The commemoration of the 350th year of martyrdom of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has begun at the sacred land of Sri Anandpur Sahib for 3 days starting today. Devotees from across the country and abroad are reaching to offer their prayers during the historic ceremonies. The teachings of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who stood as a defender of religious freedom and human rights and embodied compassion, sacrifice and courage, remain a guiding light for all humanity. The special events have commenced today with the beginning of Sri Akhand Pat Sahib at the Gurudwara Sahib. A Sarvdharm Sammelan has also started. The Home Ministry today said that the proposal to simplify the central government's lawmaking process for the Union Territory of Chandigarh is still under consideration with the government. In a social media post, the ministry said no final decision has been made on this proposal. It said the proposal in no way seeks to alter Chandigarh's governance or administrative structure, nor does it aim to change the traditional arrangements between Chandigarh and the states of Punjab or Haryana. The Home Ministry said a suitable decision will be made only after adequate consultations with all stakeholders, keeping in mind the interests of Chandigarh, and there is no need for any concern on this matter. In Vietnam, the death toll from flooding and landslides in central region has reached 90. 12 people are still reported missing. Torrential rains and flooding have damaged 1,154 houses and more than 80,800 hectares of rice and other crops in the region. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marks his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yuji Tanaka 21-15, 21-11 in the final clash today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.